So I come into the media centre, London Book Fair. First thing I see, some familiar faces. Here's Andrej Jakovic from the British Embassy in Riga, but she's now in London. What are you doing here, Andra?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, nice to see you here. We are here to actually be for the London Book Fair opening, and I was very happy to see that Baltic States do have a central place in the market this year. And what we are here for, we basically want to just show people that there is some cooperation in the literature between Latvia and the UK, and to take some interviews with the Latvian authors.
Have you been involved at all in the process of kind of putting the show together, or have you been on the sidelines?
I've been on the sidelines because from Latvia, the British Council is mainly more involved, and they are also here, British Council Latvia, but as a communications officer, we just report about culture, about politics, about anything that happens between the two countries, so that's what I'm here for.
Do you think maybe with like Brexit happening and stuff, these kind of direct communications between UK and you know, sovereign states as well are going to become more important rather than going via Europe?
Yes, that is the plan. That basically even now we try to more focus on the non-political cooperations, because Brexit negotiations, they take place and we still don't have clear answers to a lot of questions. But meanwhile, we can do a lot of other things, like cooperating in business, cooperating in culture, and those are things that we also try to more focus on the centenary celebrations that we actually want to arrange some events in Liepāja next year, because as you know, that the British Navy was involved in the independence war of Latvia, so we want to celebrate that next year, so we are focusing on some other topics also, not just on Brexit.
Is there one event or seminar or talk or something at this book fair that you're particularly looking forward to?
I will mainly focus on the Baltic authors. So I will go to the Baltic authors breakfast tomorrow. And well, I have my sort of aim to get the interview, so I'm not really picked out any other seminars. I'm more focusing on the Baltic.
I'm not sure interviewing writers at breakfast, you might get some interesting answers, but just make sure they don't have too much of a party tonight.
we'll see. Yeah.
And as someone who's kind of knows both sides, I know kind of the British side and the Latvian side as well, question that I get asked a lot is, can you recommend a book for Brits to read about Latvia to understand it a bit better? What would you suggest?
To understand Latvia a bit better. Well, tricky question. Well, I need to think. I really need to think.
Well, we'll discover one during the next couple of days.
Yes. I just don't know how much you can get through an English translation. Well, for example, what are my favorite books from secondary school when I actually had more time to read is I read a lot of Zanta Mauriņa and got really inspired by her. I think Ikstena is also good with her like poetic language and feeling of nature, but I can't really tell on the spot like one book that you need to read.
But then hopefully this event today, tomorrow, the day after will lead to more translations in future perhaps.
I really hope so, that it is the question like how do these books read in English, and the question is how interesting they are for Brits, and this is still an open question, but we do hope a lot that these cultural links will get more active once there are these translations and our literature, like Latvian literature, is accessible to people who read in English.
Thanks very much. Have a good show.
Thank you.